Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein, and today I've got a guest from halfway across the world with us, Dr. Norbert Eicher from Research Center Jülich. Welcome, Norbert.
Oh, hi.
So the Research Center Jülich, it has a long history of tradition in Germany. Can you tell us a little bit about the organization and what your role is there?
Forschungszentrum Jülich, what is the German translation of Research Center Jülich, was founded more than 50 years ago, and it has its foundation on research on nuclear power plants. But this came a little bit out of fashion in Germany during the last, say, 20 years. And so now we are concentrating on many fields, and the institute I come from, which is called Jülich Supercomputing Center, is one of the national supercomputing centers in Germany. So we are running big machines for scientists all over Germany and all over Europe. This is our main focus, to support the scientists in order to do their research. On the other hand, of course, in order to set up this system, to build the system, we are doing research on our own, which is more directed to computer science, designing and building supercomputers.
Can you give us an idea of the scope of systems that you have running and the size in terms of pure compute power?
Currently, we are running two really big systems. So the largest system that we have is a big BlueGNP installation. It was the first petaflop system in Europe. It has a peak performance of one petaflop, sustained performance of a little bit more than 800 teraflops. And the other system that we are running is a big cluster installation. It's called Europa. It is a 300 teraflop system. Our main concept in Jülich is, we call it, dualistic approach. We have this big BlueGene system for the highly scalable codes on the one hand side, and on the other hand, we have this cluster system, Europa. This is for the less scalable applications, which typically have more complex kernels, more complex communication patterns. So these applications are not that well suited for the BlueGene system, and so you will find for every application a system that's suitable for the scientists. Of course, as soon as you have set up a system and the system is running and the scientists are happy, you have to start to plan for the next system. And this is the main focus of my work in Jülich. So really looking into new technologies, finding out what will the next system look like, and find out what will be the components that can be used in order to set up the next system.
Now, you have been working with Intel on a number of different topics in terms of what's coming in the next generation of technology. But I wanted to talk to you today about your experiences with our MIC architecture. When did you start taking a look at MIC, and what drove an interest there?
We were really excited when we heard about this MIC architecture, because of the fact that you can just use the standard Intel tools in order to, more or less recompile your applications to run on the MIC architecture. Of course, you still have to touch your applications, and you have to adapt your application in order to make it run efficiently on MIC. But on the other hand, the scientists who have to adapt the codes, they're used to these tools, and so they don't have to rewrite their complete codes, which makes this porting of the codes much easier for them.
Why would you look at an accelerator to optimize performance on versus a traditional CPU, and what are the characteristics of the applications that would work well here?
Of course, these applications would also run on a classical processor. supercomputers getting bigger and bigger, getting more and more processors, more and more components, and using more and more energy. Our big systems in Jülich, so the cluster system and the BlueJeans system together, use between 3 and 4 megawatts of energy. If you really want to do a big step forward, it will not be possible with this general purpose processor just because of energy. So we either have to find somebody who is willing to pay our power bill, which is a factor of 3 or 5 higher than that we have today, or we really see Mike is a big step forward in this sense. It's way more energy efficient than a standard processor, and at the same time, we are able to port our applications to this type of architecture.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about DEEP? I think you've talked about it in general terms, but what is the DEEP program?
So the DEEP program is a common effort of 3 European supercomputing centers. And the idea is to set up a combined architecture which consists of a classical cluster system and attached to that a so-called booster system, which is set up out of the XTOL interconnect and the MIC processors, which gives you a scalable so-called booster part. So, and the focus of this 3-year project is to set up this architecture on the one hand side, to set up system software that's required in order to use that. Of course, this is based on the lowest level on Intel compiler technology, accompanied by middleware software from Partec, accompanied by higher level programming software from Barcelona Supercomputing Center. And then on the other hand, there are application groups that try to port the applications to the system so that at the very end we are able to see if the system is really suitable for a broader range of applications that have the potential to go to exascale by, say, the end of the decade.
And if folks on the line want to read more about the Institute, do you have a website you can point them to?
www.fz-jülich.com. So juelich.de/JSC.
Well, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.